It's time for your MarketLine Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Somewhat of a quieter day in markets on Tuesday. USDA did come out with some crop progress numbers. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklevic shares the update on winter wheat harvest.
U.S. winter wheat crop 74% harvested versus 68 last week and 75% on average. And there are a lot of states that are either done or very close to completion. Those states include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Colorado, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. You got a slow pace in northwestern states like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana. Those are dragging down the national number. The spring wheat crop rated 68% good to excellent, unchanged on the week, ahead of the 65% average. The spring wheat crop is 91% headed versus 80 last week and 94 on average. So nothing shocking or surprising.
In closing markets, Chicago September wheat futures back up 5.5 cents after Monday's drop to 527.5. September corn fell 5.5 cents to 322.5. Portland prices unchanged. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein still ranging from 575 to 580. Club wheat of ordinary protein steady at 575 to 755. Dark Northern spring wheat was up 4 cents, ranging from 605.5 to 625.5 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 42.5 cents on the August board to 101.85. Feeder cattle for August down 27.5 cents to 141.32.5. Class 3 milk charged ahead yesterday up another 15 cents to $23.30. With your daily MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hammerich.